Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, you have often said that massive deception is coming to the world. Could apparitions be a part of that?
Yes. And based on prophecies that are in the Bible and some that are not in the Bible, one or more people tend to think that Jesus' mother Mary will publicly be involved. And the world's getting set up for this. Now, it's announced now that the world's tallest, quote, Our Lady of Fatima monument was inaugurated in Brazil this month. It's supposed to be about 177 foot tall. And over there, the bishop said, our hearts overflow with joy and faith because this magnificent image of Our Lady of Fatima stands in the presence of the pilgrim image coming directly from Fatima in Portugal. It's a sign of our spiritual communion with that Marian shrine. Mary called the little shepherds, Lucia, Francisco, and Jacinta, to conversion, to praying the rosary, to penance. Okay. Well, according to these three shepherd children, a so-called lady appeared to them once a month for 6 months in a row in Fatima, Portugal. But that thing never claimed it was Mary, and indeed it was not.
Does the Fatima statue look like what the shepherd children saw?
Not at all. Here's what the parish priest of Fatima wrote in 1917, according to what the children said the apparition looked like. The clothing was a white mantle, which fell from the head to below the skirt, which was golden from the waist to below the strings. The skirt was all white and gold and fell only to the knees. The coat was white, no shoes, but white socks with no gold. About the neck, there was a gold chain with a pointed medallion. Now, that skirt information came as a shock to me, as I was unaware of it prior to like late 2010. Later, I learned that the pagan goddess Diana was often historically featured looking remarkably similar to what the children claimed to have seen. Now, back in 1917 in Portugal, not even ladies of the night wore such short skirts. Wow. Now, one reason that this Fatima skirt report's not well known is this report was not released until about 1992. Now, it's been speculated they didn't release it until then because by this time it was acceptable for females to not have that portion of their body covered.
Okay.
Now, back in 1917, the Catholic priest and investigator, Canon Manuel Nunes Formaggio, he interviewed the three children. Here's some of what he wrote. Quote, Jacinta confirms Our Lady's dress fell only to the knees. Our Lady obviously could not have appeared other than dressed with the utmost decency and modesty. This constitutes a serious problem, opposing the very validity of the apparition, giving rise in the spirit of the dread that this whole affair is a mystification prepared by the Prince of Darkness. Well, it was. But he decided because people liked this thing, or they felt better or whatever, that this was okay. But, you know, that's not proper. Mm-hmm. Now, to accept the lady who appeared at Fatima could be Mary is an argument against the biblical fact that's written in 1 Timothy 2:9, women are to wear suitable clothes and be dressed quietly and modestly. There's no way Mary would have come with a skirt only to the knee in 1917. And that's what she looked like, according to all three that saw her. And Joaquin Fernandes, who I've communicated with over there in Portugal, said this description of this being finally being revealed in 1992, as far as his was concerned, is the real secret of Fatima. Now, the Bible warns of a virgin who uses enchantments, who's also called the Lady of the Kingdoms. Now I'm going to read this from the New Jerusalem Bible, Roman Catholic translation. Isaiah 47, starting verse 1. Come down, sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon, sit in the ground. There's no throne for the daughter of Chaldeans. You shall no longer be called delicate and tender. Remove your veil, lift up your skirt, bare your legs, cross the rivers. Let your nakedness be displayed and your shame exposed. I'm going to take vengeance and no one will stand in my way.
Wow.
Continuing, our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Verse 5, sit that you would be silent and go into darkness, O daughter of Chaldeans, for you shall no longer be called the Lady of the Kingdoms. Well, this skirted Lady of the Kingdoms is clearly something Mary of the Bible would not want to be.
It's amazing that the Bible actually prophesies the deception of Fatima in Isaiah 47. Do we have more from the Bible?
Yeah, I'm going to skip down to verse 7, Isaiah 47. It says, and you said, I'll be a lady forever. Verse 8, you who dwell securely, who say in your heart, I am and there's none beside me. I shall not sit as a widow, nor shall I know the loss of children. But these two things will come upon you in a moment in one day, the loss of children and widowhood, because they'll come upon you, because of the multitude of your sorceries and the abundance of your enchantments. And by the way, the Roman Catholic translation is this, verse 7 is, you thought I'll be a queen forever. You say you'll never be widowed. Now, there's also a prophecy in the book of Nahum, Nahum 3, verse 5, New Jerusalem Bible. Look, I'm against you, declares Yahweh Sabbath. I'll lift your skirt as high as your face and show your nakedness to the nations.
Wow.
Now, let's go into the New Testament. Revelation chapter 18, verse 3, New Jerusalem Bible. All nations have drunk deep of the wine of her prostitution, and all the kings of the earth have prostituted themselves with her. Now, chapter 17, verse 1, Revelation. Come, I'm going to show the condemnation of the great harlot who sits on many waters. Revelation 18, 7. As much as she glorified herself, lived in delicacies, so much torment and sorrow give you her, because she says in her heart, I sit a queen, I am no widow, and sorrow I shall not see. Therefore, her plague shall come upon her in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she will be burnt with the fire because God is strong who judges her. So understand, what's going to happen to this queen lady, as well as Babylon, is warned about in Revelation. Just the same things we've read about back in the Old Testament. Yet various Greco-Roman Catholics have claimed that Mary is the Queen of Heaven and the Lady of the Kingdoms.
So is this prophesied deception coming not only from Satan, but also from humans that claim to represent God?
Yeah, for example, there's a Roman Catholic, Monsignor Charles Pope, who said, yes, the church is a bride, not a widow. So you've got Roman Catholics saying they're not going to be the widow, but the Bible says something else. The Bible warns about doing anything like making cakes to honor the Queen of Heaven in the book of Jeremiah and condemns one called the Lady of the Kingdoms. Now, a decade ago, my wife Joyce and I visited Fatima, Portugal. And I'm going to show you the image. Now, this is what they show as what supposedly came in Fatima, Portugal. It was a woman with a long skirt and a veil on top. And that's basically what the statue in Brazil now looks like. But here is, if you look at what actually the children said, this is what was how they described it. Something with this chain, a short skirt, etc. And that, I had somebody, a graphic artist, I just gave him the descriptions from the Catholic priest and said, what showed up? And that's what he came up with. Something that certainly culturally inappropriate. You see this, the thigh bare the knee. And that's very similar to what was warned about in the book of Nahum, as well as Isaiah 47. So in the continuing Church of God, we obviously do not believe that Mary, Jesus' mother, appeared in Fatima in 1917.
Well, if you don't believe it was Mary that appeared in Portugal, why even bother to mention it?
Well, some events claimed to have been predicted in 1917 appear to have taken place. This has given the Fatima messages credibility, even amongst people who are not part of the Roman Catholic faith. Second, the appearances have been accepted as legitimate, worthy of belief by the Vatican. And there's at least 1 to 2 billion people with at least minimal ties to the Church of Rome. Third reason is some of these Fatima messages are claimed to be for the future. And some of the repercussions will likely impact and shock the world. This mainly because the warnings of the Bible by the woman in Isaiah 47 seems to have a lot in common with the apparition that appeared supposedly appeared a century ago. Fourth, is that Muhammad, the founder of Islam, claimed that there were four perfect women, and one of the four perfect women supposedly was his daughter Fatima, which is where the town got its name from, by the way. And many Muslims believe that it was Fatima's daughter that appeared in 1917 in Portugal. And the fifth reason is Roman Catholics want to use Mary as part of their interfaith and ecumenical agenda, including the Muslims. Now, by the way, the name Fatima is not only really popular among the Muslims, many Roman Catholics use it. Turns out, by the way, the gal who was named Miss Universe yesterday is a Mexican woman named Fatima.
Okay.
Anyway, I believe that the popularity of the Fatima apparition stories, the use of the name Fatima, building structures for Fatima, are going to help support the coming deception that's prophesied come to earth not too many years from now.
One of the reasons you just previously mentioned concerning concern about the Fatima image dealt with future fulfillments and persecution. Tell us more about that.
The Bible warns about signs and lying wonders which will deceive those who don't have the love of the truth of 2 Thessalonians. A lot of the apparitions, by the way, only showed themselves to a couple different people. In the future, the restrainer will be taken away and more people are going to see it. Now, the old Radio Church of God warned that there could be something to this. Raymond McNair warned about this before. But even some in the Greek Orthodox Church have warned about it. They've said that mother goddesses are around the world. Roman Catholics have claimed that various mother goddesses were the equivalent of Mary, and therefore people should take a look at this. And they're concerned that, for example, one of these Marian things in Medjugorje said all religions were basically the same and that they're equally pleasing to God. So he's warning this is not a good thing, and he's totally right. And he said that interdenominational Marian prayer groups are springing up around the world. Many Protestants who reject the notions of supernatural Virgin Mary are wondering about this too. Then he says, to what Mary are Muslims and Protestants drawn? Well, that of a one world church. And he says this, of course, and concerned about the Messiah and the Mahdi in Islam. He says this will not be Christ, but the Antichrist.
Both you and Mr. McNair, as well as some others, are warning about demonic visions like Fatima. What's the bottom line on these warnings and visions?
Roman Catholic private prophecies, which, by the way, Roman Catholics are not obligated to believe, point to apparitions they think will be Mary, who will usher in one they call the Great Monarch, who sounds a lot like the King of the North beast power that the Bible warns against. And he'll be in league with the Antichrist. Even some Roman Catholic writers have said, like Thigpen, Dr. Thigpen comes to mind. He said, people looking for the Great Monarch, which the Bible doesn't talk about, but the Antichrist which it does, and people might get confused. And I agree. Now, the reality is that the pushing for Fatima, including these statues and various signs and lying wonders that are going to happen, will have ramifications in the world, according to both Greco-Roman Catholic prophecy and biblical prophecies. The reality is no one should accept false claims about apparitions that many consider to be Jesus' mother, Mary. She's dead and in her graves.
Mm-hmm.
False claims about Mary are expected to be used as part of the ecumenical and interfaith agendas that the Vatican and others are pushing. Don't fall for them.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.